Woodruff out of the windup and the 0-1 pitch. And that swung on and fouled straight back into the net. It's nothing and two. The Santana ball, Sawinski looked like he had it measured up. And then as he started to trickle back onto the warning track, and credit Kent Sommerfeld for pointing this out as he was watching the replay of it. 0-2 pitch. This is hit in the air to left, shallow. Racing in is Yelich, still racing in is Yelich. Yelich goes into a slide, and he made the catch. Christian Yelich flips the ball over his head to Willie Adames, covering some major ground out there to take a hit away from Jack Sawinski for the first out here in the fifth. And now here's Andy Rodriguez. But to finish that story, as Sawinski got onto the warning track, he lost the ball in the lights for a quick moment and put his hands out in desperation. And I think that's why he wasn't able to get those two more steps back and make that catch at the wall. And the Brewers benefited from it. First pitch to Andy Rodriguez, missed outside, and it's 1-0. Been another good night for Brandon Woodruff here tonight. He's allowed just one hit. He has walked a batter as well, but just a couple of base runners through four and a third. As that pitch missed low with a curveball, it's two balls and no strikes on Rodriguez, who's 0 for 1 tonight. Here's the 2-0. Lined past Monasterio and into left for a base hit for Andy Rodriguez. So Rodriguez aboard, just the second hit of this game for Pittsburgh. And here's Leover Piguero. 7-0 Brewers. And in a place where sports are played at the same time, it's important to have food for all seasons, like Usinger's. Beef Franks for baseball, brats for football, sliced summer sausage for basketball, maybe a little Canadian bacon for hockey. Remember that Usinger's is always in season. First pitch to Piguero's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Piguero, a fielder's choice back in the second. He's 0 for 1 tonight. 0-1 pitch. Line towards left. Yelich racing back. Still going back. Reaches up and makes the catch. Just shy of the warning track. He's made a couple of really nice catches here in this bottom of the fifth. And there are two down now with the man on for Joshua Palacios. Nothing like giving one of your aces run support like the Brewers have done here for Brandon Woodruff tonight against this Pirates team. Two teams will finish up this series tomorrow afternoon. Well, that could be a really good pitching matchup. We know Freddy Peralta is going to get the ball for the Brewers. And we suspect Mitch Keller is going to go for Pittsburgh. They have not announced a starter, however. He has been pitching really well of late. Woodruff brings home the first pitch to Palacios, and it's lashed foul and out of play down the left field line into the second deck. It's 0-1. Beautiful night here in Pittsburgh. It was warm all day long. It's cooled off as the night has gone along. A one is high, one ball and one strike. It's still warm out there in the stands, but it is tolerable. And just a beautiful sight line as always here from the top of PNC Park where we broadcast from. Lucky to get to do what we do. 1-1, swing and a miss at a fastball, and it's 1-2. Clemente Bridge, always a great sight. It is still under construction. They're getting closer to opening that back up. Each of the last two seasons, that has not been an option when you're trying to walk from downtown over to the ballpark. It has been off limits. You have to go down to the Warhol Bridge. About a half mile down. Probably not even that. 1-2. Palacios, a swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Woodruff. He gives up a one-out single, but that's it. Strikes out his third of the night and puts up a zero here in the bottom of the fifth. We go to the sixth. 7-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Feeling, loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
I'm Ty Burrell, actor and small business owner. I'm going to show you my steps for making the perfect radio ad. This one's about innovation refunds and the ERC. First step, be relatable. I like pizza and puppies. Two, cold hard info. The ERC is a tax credit for eligible businesses that kept employees on payroll in 2020 and 2021. So if you qualify, Innovation Refunds Network of Independent Tax Attorneys could help you claim it. Three, go to innovationrefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS.
Innovation Refunds does not provide tax or legal advice. We work with an independent network of tax professionals. Terms and conditions apply. Ty is a paid spokesman.
We're back with Fritz Huizinger today talking about one of my favorite things, bacon.
Mine too, Yuke.
Huizinger's bacon is something special. What makes it so good?
Well, the short answer is the elves.
Those little guys who work nights?
That's them, the Baconators.
I once caught a guy who put bacon fat on the ball, called it the Baconator. I used to chew on his glove between innings.
Why am I not surprised? No wonder you love our bacon.
It's breakfast every morning. You can't beat it. Puts a little drop on your curveball, too.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Seven to nothing Brewers as we go to the top of the sixth inning here in Pittsburgh. And the sixth inning, as always, is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Donnie Hillstrom from Sheboygan Falls is our contestant tonight. He'll win a gift card jackpot of $550 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. And $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half inning. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter service and savings. That's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Slight delay here as Indy Rodriguez had an equipment malfunction for a moment. Now he's got everything he needs, and we're ready to resume as Sal Frelick leads off the sixth. And first pitch swinging, he hits one in the air. Deep left center, back is Palacios, and it is over his head. It'll roll all the way to the wall for Sal Frelick, and he's into second with a leadoff stand-up double here in the sixth. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. And boy, the Brewers are just playing pepper with the wall out there right now. That ball hit on the ground over Palacios' head, and he pretty much ran it down as it got to the wall out there in left center. So the Brewers with a 7-0 lead, looking to grow that lead with a little bit more offense here in the sixth. And here is Andrew Monasterio, who nearly hit one out of here back in the fifth inning. Hatch brings home the pitch, and Monasterio takes up and in with a fastball at 95. Hatch has not been in the Pirates organization long. He was claimed off waivers back on August the 6th, so maybe a month. 1-0 pitch. Monasterio took a strike, and it's 1-1. Designated for assignment by the Blue Jays back on August the 4th. 28-year-old, he's been around. He was in the Cubs organization as well for a period of time. 1-1, swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 1-2. Now, Josh, I think that the reemergence of Andrew Monasterio's bat is not a small thing for this Brewers offense. He has been a big key to the second half success for this team. Hatch brings home the 1-2, and a swing and a miss. Strikes out Monasterio for the first out, and that'll get Bryce Terang to the plate. Monasterio now 1-for-3 tonight, has 3 hits in this series, 7 hits in his last 5 games, Josh. He's just really starting to look like the guy we saw in July and for the first part of August as well. Hatch brings home the first pitch to Terang, and he took low. And it's 1-0.
I think the thing with Andrew is that this is pretty new to him. Up until the All-Star break, he'd hardly played in the major leagues. Then all of a sudden, Brian Anderson got hurt, and he's played every day. almost literally.
1-0 pitch. He is hit on the ground but foul up the third baseline. It's 1-1 on Terang. Craig Counsell and I were talking about this on the pregame show today about how young players come up, and so often they have a lot of success early, and then there's an adjustment by the league that is made to these players. And really, very few players are an exception to that. There are some, for sure. But for most young players, that is almost the rule. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 1-2. And for Andrew, a little older player, but young on experience at the big league level, 26 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say he's had the extreme ups and downs that some young players do. It's been a little bit more leveled out than that for Monasterio, for sure. Hatch brings home the 1-2, and Terang gets into one deep center field. Sawinski back at the track, at the wall. He makes the catch up against the wall. Frelick thought it was going to get down at least. He was headed to third, so he has to scramble back to the bag at second. And Sal looking out there still trying to figure out why he read the ball the way he did, because had he stayed put, he would have been able to tag and get to third, and you could tell Sal a little disappointed himself there. Terang almost rode that one out of here, but a long fly ball out, and now there's two down for Tyrone Taylor. Frelick still at second base. Top of the sixth, a 7-0 Brewers lead. And the first pitch to Taylor's in there for a strike with a sinker, and it's 0-1.
But you're talking about the struggles that happen when the pitching adjusts to you, and it's happened to every one of the rookies this year at some point. Terang, Weimer, Frelick's going through it now a little bit.
A 1 pitch. Missed down and away, 1-1.
That was a big topic of conversation with Craig Counsell with the rest of the media pregame today. It's just, how do you counter? The league is always, as Craig said, forcing you to make an adjustment one way or the other.
Hatch looks in and brings home the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball by Tyrone at 96, and it's 1-2. Yeah, absolutely. It's a big part of this game for these young players, and the great ones figure it out and figure it out fairly quick. Sal looks like he's starting to figure it out again. He's got the double tonight, had a hit in last night's game. 1-2 bounced in the dirt. Good stop by Rodriguez. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. And for Frelick, a walk in each game the last couple of nights, too. And, you know, the walks aren't the most exciting things, but when guys are walking a lot, that typically means they're seeing the baseball well and they're tracking the baseball well, and so that's usually a sign that a guy is going pretty good as well. 2-2, and Tyrone took high. He's worked the count full. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frelick's going to be a good hitter in this league for many years. A lot of tools that he can bring to the table every single night as a part of this lineup. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a sinker down and in. And Tyrone strikes out to end the inning. Couple of strikeouts for Hatch and a scoreless 6. Brewers unable to get the leadoff double home. It's 7-0 as we head to the bottom of the 6th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinson, Lonzo, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
7-0 Brewers as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Brandon Woodruff back out there on the mound for the crew. Miguel Andujar is the batter for the Pirates. Andujar grounded out to third, back in the third. He's 0-1 tonight. And Woodruff brings home the first pitch to him. And it is a little bit low with his slider. And it's 1-0. Back to the top of the order after Andujar. That would be Bay and then Reynolds scheduled to hit here in the sixth for Pittsburgh. As the 1-0 pitch comes in, and it's in there for a strike with a slider, and it's 1-1. Brewers, as we've told you a couple of times, Freddie Peralta tomorrow, the reigning August National League Pitcher of the Month. 1-1. Checked his swing, but it was a strike anyway with a curveball, and it's 1-2.
That matchup that we presume against Mitch Keller, those are maybe the two pitchers pitching the best in baseball right now.
That's high praise, but, I mean, it's easy to see with Freddy Peralta because we've watched it ourselves. It's not just the numbers he's putting up in terms of innings and lack of hits. 1-2 pitch, and he missed low. It's 2-2 on Andujar. And the strikeout totals for Freddy Peralta, it's the way he's just dominating hitters. I mean, the awkward swings he's getting, the swings and misses that he's getting. 2-2. This is hit in the air to shallow right. Racing out is Terang, the second baseman. Coming in is Taylor. He'll call off Terang and make the catch for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. There's one away now for Jiwon Bae. And just the way that hitters just look so overmatched against Freddy Peralta right now. I mean, the numbers tell a great story. The numbers are what got him the NL Pitcher of the Month for August. But if you've had the pleasure to watch it, you know that it's even more impressive than that. You hope he can keep that rolling through the month of September. First pitch to Bay is high, and it's 1-0. And not to be overshadowed by what the guy on the mound right now has been doing for this club. Brandon Woodruff, Mr. Reliable. 1-0. There's a strike at the knees with a changeup, and it's 1-1. One-one pitch from Woodruff, and he missed a little bit high. Fastball at 96, 2-1. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com. 2-1 pitch, and he caught the inside edge with a fastball. It's 2-2. Not a breath of wind tonight. It is as calm as can be here in Pittsburgh. We don't say that often in this ballpark, but that's the case. 2-2. And a swing and a foul tip into the mid of Contreras, and Bay strikes out. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Woodruff, his fourth of the night. Just blew a fastball right by him. I'm not sure why Chris Siegel didn't know if Contreras had caught that or not. Looked in, stared at it for a second. It was in the glove. And now Woodruff will ask for a new baseball before this battle with Brian Reynolds. Seven to nothing Milwaukee. They've out-hit the Pirates 6-2 in this game. And the pitch. Missed up and in. It's 1-0. Game 138 here tonight. 1-0 pitch to Reynolds. Missed outside. 2 balls and no strikes. You know it's September, and you know it's getting closer and closer to the end of the game, but when you say game 138, that just sounds different, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be wild in New York when you get to game 140. 2-0. That missed low and away, and it's 3 balls and no strikes on Reynolds.
Sounds like you've played a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
But the most important parts of the season are still to come.
Yeah. Big time fun, I think, down the stretch here over the last 3+ weeks of the season. Woodruff's 3-0 pitch. That's in there with a strike, and it's 3-1 on Reynolds. Giants are winning right now in Chicago, 2-0. That game's only in the bottom of the second, though. Not very far along at Wrigley. 3-1. And he missed inside. And so Reynolds will work a walk here with 2 outs, and that'll get Key Brian Hayes to the plate. Woodruff at 80 pitches. I think the Brewers would probably flirt with the idea of putting him back out there for at least a 7th inning. He can take care of Hayes here in quick fashion. You could probably ask for at least one more out of Woodruff and try to save that bullpen a little bit before tomorrow's matinee. First offering to Hayes is swung on and fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Brewers only had to cover 8 innings last night because of the loss, so they got 6 from Burns. Milner threw 14 pitches. Bryce Wilson, I believe, threw 10 pitches in his inning last night, so they're in good shape with this bullpen right now. 0-1. Missed inside. It's a ball and a strike on Hayes. Hayes has been hot recently, 2-for-4 last night. 0-for-2 today, though. He's got 7 home runs since the 8th of August. 1-1 delivery. And he checked on a pitch that missed high with a fastball. It's 2-1. Think about that for Hayes. 7 home runs since the 8th of August. He only has 12 all season long. So a bit of a power surge for the third baseman for Pittsburgh. Woodruff's 2-1 pitch. Nailed the outside edge with a sinking fastball. It's 2-2. Woodruff trying to get this game to the 7th. He got a man at first and 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th. Two-two pitch. Hit in the air to right. Racing in is Tyrone Taylor, still coming near the line. He makes the catch right on the line and technically made that catch in foul territory for the final out here in the bottom of the 6th. 2-out walk is all the Pirates could get. We go to the 7th. It's a 7-0 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you. Calling all kids and seniors. For select weekday afternoon home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on Brewers tickets, courtesy of WPS Health Insurance. Check out the schedule and get your seats at brewers.com/deals. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
Mr. Baseball here, injured in an accident, call Hupe and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team, Hupe and Abraham, Hupe.com.
It is a 7-0 lead for the Brewers as we head to the seventh, and here's Maurer.
Thanks, Grinny. Let's go to this seventh inning with Thomas Hatch. Still out there. He's already recorded five outs, and Yelich leads off and takes a strike with a changeup. Thought I'd switch it up on you.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was good. As I said, that's a high compliment for me.
Yelich takes strike two with a cutter.
I love it.
We've decided earlier this is an informal night in the broadcast booth.
Whatever that means. Every night's an informal night for Kent.
Swing and a miss. Fastball. And that strikes at Yelich on three pitches. Thomas Hatch has struck out three of the last four he has faced. One gone in the seventh. If you're just joining us, the big inning came back in the fifth when the Brewers batted around and scored six. In fact, they've got five of their six hits all night in that one inning. Here comes William Contreras, who has twice walked. He takes strike one on a sinker from Thomas Hatch. This could be William's last chance to extend his 14-game hitting streak. Hatch ready to 0-1. Big swing and a miss over the top of a sinker, and Contreras got a piece of the catcher. Andy Rodriguez got hit on the backswing. William immediately went to apologize. If anybody knows the feeling, William Contreras does. 0-2. Hatch throws. Swing and a miss. Another sinker, and he struck him out on three pitches. Thomas Hatch has found something ever since Frelick doubled to the wall to lead off the sixth. He's retired five in a row. Four of them are strikeouts. And the waiver claim last month by the Pirates, now dealing with Carlos Santana, who doubled off of him. Swing and a miss. Cut fastball. It's nothing and one. Santana was the first man Hatch was brought in to face in that six-run fifth inning. And he hit it off the center field fence. RBI double. There's the ball. Back to the cutter and missed. 1-1. We hope you're enjoying. I imagine you are. It's 7-0 Crew in the seventh. Josh and Lane with you from PNC Park. Game two of the series. 1-1. Santana took low and away. Lane, you were right. Brandon Woodruff will go back to the mound for the bottom of the seventh. No activity in that Brewers bullpen. And Woody is working on a two-hit shutout. Hatch with a 2-1. Santana fouls it right off of the catcher, Andy Rodriguez. And he got clobbered by that foul.
Josh, if I told you the Brewers have hit a ball 409 feet tonight, 400 feet tonight, 397 feet tonight, 368 feet tonight, and 363 feet tonight, how many home runs would you say that they've hit?
You'd have to say at least three.
And they've hit none.
Zero.
How about that?
Yep. Well, the one that Monasterio hit, I imagine that was the 409-footer.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up. That would have been a home run in 28 of the 30 Major League ballparks. Rodriguez has recovered enough for this 2-2 pitch. And Hatch brings it home. Ground ball hit to first. A couple of hops played by Connor Joe on the retreat. Flips underhand to the pitcher covering Hatch. Able to beat Santana by plenty. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Hatch doing a solid for the Pittsburgh bullpen. He has gone 2 2/3. Time to stretch at PNC. 7-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite. The original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time.
Kids, be part of a major league moment. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Pick up an entry form at your local PNC Bank.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Truck drivers, at Schneider, it's all about staying busy and getting home. In comfort, new and growing dedicated accounts will get you home on a schedule you can bank on. And Schneider's new industry-leading trucks have top-of-the-line features that keep you safe and comfortable. Plus, when you're on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Choose a company that's invested in your safety and comfort. Choose Schneider. Apply now at SchneiderJobs.com.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brandon Woodruff back to the hill, bottom seven, and Connor Joe will greet him, 7-0 Brewers. Woodruff into the windup at 85 pitches, and he delivers strike one with a curveball. Connor Joe 0-for-2 with a strikeout. And then Jack Sawinski and Indy Rodriguez scheduled to follow him. Under dark skies in Pittsburgh, Woodruff ready in the 0-1. Strike two, another curveball, knee high. And Joe couldn't pull the trigger either time. He's behind a couple of strikes. Woodruff has only permitted four base runners. Two hits, each singles, two walks. 0-2 pitch, very high that time. 96-mile-an-hour heat. If the story of the night is the six-run fifth inning, the other one, story 1B, is Woodruff. The pitch is low and away on Connor Joe with a fastball. It's 2-2. Brandon has been in command pretty much since the first batter. Now, Jiwon Bae did lead off the game with a single against him, but then he was caught stealing immediately. And really no problems ever since. And working with a 7-run lead helps. The 2-2 pitch. And on the ground, a shortstop by Joe. Fielded near the bag by Adamas. Pats his glove. Throws to first. And Willie gets Joe by a couple of steps. Routine ground out to begin a 7th inning for Brandon Woodruff. The 7th inning stretch has been presented by Island Resort and Casino. Experience that grand slam feeling when you book a getaway to the largest resort north of Milwaukee. Visit islandresortandcasino.com today. Now Jack Sawinski, who was robbed of a hit by Yelich in left back in the fifth. Line drive, that one hooks foul wide of the right field chalk. One more game in the series, and that's tomorrow afternoon. In fact, back in the Central time zone, it starts in the morning. 11:35, 0-1 pitch. Sawinski, the lefty, takes up and away in a change. He is one of the four men to reach for the Pirates tonight when he walked. That was back in the second inning. One out, bottom seven. Woodruff is ready to wind up. 1-1 pitch. Strike two, a changeup on the inside edge. Brewers will win the season series against the Pirates. They have already long since clinched that. Looks like tomorrow will be a series rubber match. 1-2. At the knees, got him looking. Sawinski is rung up on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Couldn't get the bat off of his shoulders. And that is five strikeouts for Woodruff tonight. Trying to end a dominant outing in style. Ortho ASAP. Start healing faster and meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. There comes Andy Rodriguez. He's got a homer this year off of Woodruff. And he swings and sprays the first pitch into the screen. Foul. Brewers are going Burns to Woodruff to Peralta here in the series against the Buccos. Two out, the 0-1. fouled straight back. Had a good swing at a 96-mile-an-hour heater, but Andy Rodriguez is behind 0-2. He has swung it well, the rookie catcher has, against Woodruff this year. Mentioned he's got a homer. He's also got a single tonight. One of the only two Pittsburgh hits. Woodruff one strike away from finishing seven scoreless. The 0-2 pitch. He swung on and missed. Struck him out. It was dropped by Contreras, but he'll pick it up. Throw to first. Strikeout and inning over. And the night likely over for Brandon Woodruff. 7-2 hits, scoreless innings against the Pirates. Dominant, dominant stuff from that horse, Brandon Woodruff, here tonight. Ortho ASAP. He'll end it with six punchouts. On to the eighth, 7-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Nature's Touch. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Nature's Touch ice cream with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Nature's Touch. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Nature's Touch, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers are sending thanks to all fans coming up during the next homestand. September 15th through the 17th, it's a special weekend of fan appreciation giveaways and surprises, including buy one, get one beer at the opener, 2024 ticket vouchers all series long, and more. Get your seats. The next weekend we're home, 15th through the 17th, Brewers.com. On to the eighth, new pitcher, 7-0 crew. Here's Lane.
All right, thank you very much. Josh Hunter-Stratton is the right-hander on the mound for the Pirates, and the first pitch brought home to Mark Canna is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Stratton making his big league debut here tonight. He was promoted to the Pirates yesterday from AAA Indianapolis, and it's his first promotion to the big leagues, and his first pitch in the big leagues was a swinging strike to Canna. Misses down and away here, and it's one ball and one strike. And you're used to seeing a Stratton on the mound for the Pirates, Chris Stratton, of course. Pitch for these Pirates for a few years as this ball is lifted high in the air, shallow center. Peguero, the shortstop, going out there. He makes the catch. And Canna's the first out here in the eighth. And that'll get Adames to the plate. Stratton, to my knowledge, not related to Chris Stratton. Hunter Stratton, a 26-year-old out of Tennessee. Big kid. 6'4", 225 pounds. Have our attendance numbers coming in here at Pittsburgh tonight. We'll give you those in a moment. Adames 0-for-3 tonight. And Stratton's first pitch to him is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Attendance, of course, is sponsored by the Olivus Research Program, Wisconsin. And the attendance tonight, 9,324. 0-1 to Adames, swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two. It truly takes all of us to define causes of illnesses and become a better, healthier planet. Help the cause today and visit joinallofus.org. 0-2 pitch to Adames is lifted in the air to deep left field. Going back is Palacios. He nearly lost the ball, but he goes into a crouch and makes the catch. A few steps in front of the warning track for the second out of the inning. Willie with good contact there. He hit that ball hard. And Palacios able to get back there in time to make the catch. And here's Sal Frelick. Frelick had a good night. Had the double back in the sixth. A walk to start up that six-run fifth inning. He's officially 1-for-2 on the evening, and the first pitch to him is hit hard. Deep center field. Sawinski back at the track at the wall. It hits off the very top of the wall, and Frelick is off to the races. He turns second, and he is jogging into third with the easiest stand-up triple you'll ever see. Sal with a frustrated slap of his hands because he missed a home run by inches. It hit off the very top of the wall out there. And boy, the Brewers, I don't think you can hit the ball collectively as a team as hard and as far as they have tonight and not have a home run to show for it. But that is the case. Frelick at third with two outs. And here's Andrew Monasterio. Two triples tonight for the Brewers. They had 11 all season coming into this game. Swing and a miss from Monasterio, who has one of those two triples, and it's 0-1.
That was the first of Sal's career. It won't be his last.
No, I think that's a safe bet, Josh. I would agree with that. 0-1 is down and away with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Brewers would love to get another run home. They've got Andrew Chafin getting loose out in the bullpen with a 7-0 lead here in the top of the eighth. Stratton comes set at the belt, and the pitch is swung on and fouled straight back. It's 1-2 on Monasterio. Well, it's shandy season. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor the moment. One ball and two strikes on Monasterio. Stratton's pitch. Missed outside. It's 2-2. It's also pumpkin spice season at your local coffee shop right now. It's a big deal for many folks. Once you're able to get back into the seasonal pumpkin spice time, I am talking to two people in this booth that don't know what I'm talking about, Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld. 2-2 misses down and away. Three balls and two strikes.
What are you talking about?
I am the only coffee drinker in this booth. That is not true for home games. Uke and Jeff both drink their fair share of coffee like myself. I'm not sure that Uke's drinking any pumpkin spice lattes, though. 3-2 pitch. This is hit foul and out of play. And the count stays at 3-2. I'll mix one in once in a while. Josh will frequent a coffee shop, but you're getting non-coffee drinks typically.
Yeah.
Frelick at third. 3-2 pitch. And he missed. Monasterio with a nice at bat. That was a close pitch. Stratton probably wanted that call in his major league debut, but he didn't get it. And so a triple and now a walk. And the Brewers have runners on the corners here for Bryce Terang, who has swung it well tonight. Had that swinging bunt in the fifth, but he crushed a ball 400 feet off the wall, or to the wall, rather, in center in his last at-bat back in the sixth inning. First pitch to him. Swung on and fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. You'll do tee, though. I've seen you.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? I'm just not a caffeine guy.
Yeah, that's, I get it. That's fine. I require it in the morning. Most days, it's got to happen. I think it's also probably called for kids.
Say no more.
Yeah. No balls at a strike on Terang. Stratton brings home the pitch, and Bryce is swinging a miss at an elevated cutter, and it's 0-2. Two-out triple from Frelick, a walk of Monasterio, and Terang trying to get these runners home. 0-2 pitch. Hit in the air down the left field line, twisting foul, and this will get out of play. And it'll stay 0-2 on Terang. Brewers broke a 0-0 game in the top of the fourth with a bases loaded double play. They got Yelich home. That was a 1-0 lead at that point for the Brewers. Then they put six on the board in the top of the fifth. That is all the scoring tonight. 0-2, bounced in the dirt. Did that hit Terang? No, it did not. And trotting down the line and scoring is Frelick. And moving up to second base is Monasterio. But now Ben May is coming in, the second base umpire. I think they're going to end up saying that potentially this hit Bryce Terang. And it'll be a dead ball if that's the case. And the bases will be loaded. The umpires are going to get together here. And they're going to award Bryce Terang first. And so Frelick will have to go back to third at that point. And the bases will be loaded. It sounded like it got a piece of him, just hearing it in our headsets as that ball skipped in there. Craig Counsell's coming out for an explanation, and I think he's got the explanation that he wanted. And Terang, who tried to sell it as if it didn't hit him, because he knew that was worth a run if it didn't, with the ball getting all the way back to the backstop, but it got him on the foot. And the bases will be loaded here for Tyrone Taylor. And a visit from Andy Rodriguez to come out to the young Hunter Stratton making his major league debut. You know how bad he wants to put up a zero in his debut, but he's going to have to earn it here with the bases loaded. So the visit to the mound is over. And Tyrone steps in here, he's 1-for-3 tonight. Frelick is at third, Monasterio at second, Terang at first. Good speed on the base paths. And Taylor takes a strike, it's 0-1. And again, Chafin getting loose in that Brewers pen. What a night from Brandon Woodruff here tonight. Good night offensively for the crew as well. A 1 pitch. And Taylor took a strike with a cutter. It's 0-2. Good pitch by Stratton at the top of the strike zone. Taylor just couldn't pull the trigger on it. O-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased a breaking ball down and away. Taylor strikes out, and the Brewers will leave the bases loaded here in the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom of eight. 7-0, Milwaukee. On the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail. Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Hey, grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Here in Pittsburgh, it's a 7-0 lead for the Brewers. And Andrew Chafin is on to work for the crew after 7 spectacular innings from Brandon Woodruff here tonight on a night the Brewers needed him to deliver. Boy, did he. 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs. He walked 2 tonight, and he struck out 6. Absolutely phenomenal stuff from Brandon Woodruff. And now Chafin will get the bottom third of the Pirates lineup here. It'll be Piguero, and then Palacios and Andujar. With a 7-0 Brewers lead. First pitch to Piguero from Chafin is down low, and it's 1-0. Brewers have been encouraged by the last 2 outings for Andrew Chafin. He has looked good in those 2 outings. Brewers trying to get him going. 1-0 pitch, and this is hit in the air to center. Very playable, though, for Frelick. Moving to his right, calling off everybody, makes the catch in center. And there is one away here in the Pirates' half of the 8th. For Chafin, pitched Sunday against the Phillies. Tossed a scoreless 8th inning. He also worked in the Friday game of that series and pitched well as well. And Brewers excited about that because they want that extra left-handed option in that bullpen. Here's Palacios, and a backhanded pick by Santana rolls up his arm and into right field, and so Palacios will reach. That was not the easiest of plays for Santana. It took kind of a short hop on him. He got caught between hops, and he tried to pick it backhanded, and there's not a lot of margin for error on that for Carlos Santana.
I think he had more time than he realized. Could have just waited back and played that second hop a little easier. Kind of played it into a hit or an error, however they scored.
Yeah, you could give him an error on that for sure. We'll see how they score it. Here's Andujar. Yeah, he had more time than he thought. Pitches in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. They are going to rule it a hit. They just put that up. And so it's a hit for Palacios. Chafin swinging a miss. To Andujar, and it's 0-2. Andujar 0-2 tonight. One-time Yankee. Guy at one point looked like he had a really bright future as a big-time player in this game, Ed. Big year for the Yankees a few years back. Swung on and fouled back, and it stays at 0-2.
Score the Palacios by a base hit.
Debuted back in 2017, did Andujar. And then had that big 2018 season. Right-handed hitter, 0-2 pitch. This is pulled a long ways, but a long ways foul. And it stays at 0-2. 2018, he hit 297, 27 home runs. Drove in 92. Primarily playing third base, a little bit of DH for him as well. He was second in the Rookie of the Year voting in 2018. 0-2 pitch. And Andujar took it low, bounced in the dirt, and moving up another 90 feet is Palacios on what will be a wild pitch charged to Andrew Chafin. I bet you can remember who he finished runner-up to in the Rookie of the Year voting in 2018. Swing and a miss. Strikes him out with a slider. And Andujar is gone, and there's 2 away with a runner at second now for Jiwon Bae.
Is that Shohei's rookie season?
It was. I was thinking it was 2019 for some reason, but it was 2018. Shohei got 25 first-place votes. Andujar got 5 of them. And he did. We just gave you the numbers. He had a great rookie season. First pitch to Bae, missed inside. It's 1-0.
Hey, the Yankees gave him a lot of opportunities thereafter. He could just never duplicate that success.
Had a lot of injury issues. Only played in 12 games in 19, 21 games in 20. Of course, that was the COVID-shortened season. 1-0 to Bae. A strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. never really replicated the success. Never hit more than 6 home runs after that year for Miguel Andujar. 1-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Ended up in Pittsburgh for part of last season. Ended up moving to the outfield, too, trying to play a little first base. He was always a little bit of a liability defensively, and Pirates trying to make him a right fielder. 1-2. Missed outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Bay.
Are you enjoying, as I am with the sparse crowd here, getting to hear the grunting of Andrew Chafin as he throws every pitch?
That is a staple of Andrew Chafin. 2-2. There was, and Bay able to foul that one down into the dirt. And the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll lay out here and let you really listen in on this 2-2 pitch to Jiwon Bae, who is 1-for-3 tonight. Chafin rubbing the baseball up for a moment. And now climbs back onto the mound and looks in. And a ground ball over Chafin's head. Charging Sterang. Fields and throws to first. And he got the Speedy Bay for the final out of the inning. Grunt and all, Andrew Chafin with a scoreless bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. 7-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
What's the vibe this weekend? Busy, vibrantly tropical?
What about Busy Refreshingly Berry? A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Busy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. You'd never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy, Bob.
Home run. You name that Lightning Kugels. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob and Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly. 2023.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000-strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's a 7-0 lead for the Brewers as we go to the top of the ninth inning. And Hunter Stratton stays out there on the mound for the Pirates. Yelich will lead things off against him. The first pitch to Yelich is rolled foul up the first baseline. It's 0-1. Christian 0-for-2 tonight. He has driven in a run with that sack fly back in the fifth. He's also walked and scored a run in this game. Stratton was able to get out of a bases-loaded jam with 2 outs in the top of the eighth inning and the 0-1. And this is a bouncer to second base. Big hop for Bay. Finds it in his glove. Plenty of time to throw out Yelich for the first out here in the ninth. One away for William Contreras. Headed down the home stretch. We were just talking about this being game 138. And, of course, the home stretch is baseball at its best. And be sure you have plenty of Usingers. And don't forget the Cedar Crest either. You got to have it on hand for this stretch run. You don't want to miss a pitch as we race for the pennant. Here's William Contreras, who is 0-for-2 tonight. And a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Last chance for William to extend his 14-game hitting streak here tonight. You know he wants it. Stratton's 0-1. Able to check and take outside, and the count evens at 1-ball-1-strike. Contreras has walked twice tonight. I would venture a guess he doesn't walk in this at-bat. I think he's going to be swinging at something close and trying to get a knock out of it. Swing and a miss at a slider down and away. And it's 1-2 now on William. It has been quite a hitting streak for him. And last night, he extended it in his last at-bat. That came back in the seventh. One ball and two strikes on the Brewers catcher. Stratton brings home the pitch.